Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, there are two stories dominating the front pages today. The storm and the embarrassment of our national parliament yesterday. The Irish Independent describes it as a day of chaos. Farce sets tone for the new Dáil. Absolutely disgraceful scenes. And, you know, we like to laugh at Trump and the House of Commons. This was like herding cats yesterday in the Dáil. Just absolute chaos. And so chaotic, obviously, that they did to defer the vote for Taoiseach to this morning. The Dáil was due to sit at 9 a.m. That's now been moved to 10:30. And in a very rare move, there's a press conference by opposition TDs at 6:30 this morning. Now, I don't ever remember a press conference at 6:30 in the morning. This is how crazy the whole thing is. Fiona Murphy's pictured on the front of the Irish Independent. She doesn't get favourable coverage in the papers today. The Irish Times, frantic efforts by TDs to end standoff in the Dáil. We still have no clue if Micheál Martin will be elected Taoiseach today. Efforts were underway last night to defuse the standoff, according to the Irish Times. And we could have a second day of uproar and rancour on the floor of the Dáil. How embarrassing. And then these people are going to go on 2 weeks' holidays after this. I mean, it's like, you know, a creche. Actually, they're better behaved in a creche, to be honest. The Irish Daily Mail, Verona. Baptism of fire for new Count Corla as she suspends Dáil four times in chaotic row over TD's speaking rights. I think it was just 15 minutes into Verona's first day as Count Corla and chaos descended on the Dáil. And the Irish Sun, Dáil out war, furious Fianna Fáil chief Micheál Martin accused Sinn Féin of subverting the constitution after the opposition derailed his bid to become Taoiseach for at least one day. Parliament suspended, no Taoiseach in chamber chaos. How embarrassing for President Higgins as well, sitting around the Oras all day and then nothing happened and he now has to sit around the Oras again today and see if anything happens. And the international media were there too. I saw it on the BBC News last night. I saw it on Sky News last night. And they're probably all laughing at us, to be honest. The Irish Daily Mirror, storm of the century. Handily, you're able to link the storm with the Dáil here. So this is very easy for the papers. A fuming Micheál Martin blew a gasket yesterday after TDs failed to secure failed to vote in a Taoiseach for the first time in a century, and it comes as Storm Éowyn is set to blow the strongest gales in living memory. So they're linking the two. Storm of the century is the Mirror, and then the Irish Daily Star, not for the first time, but it's still a very good headline. Storm in a Taoiseach is the headline there. Micheál's red mist, schools to close as Dáil subversion stops Martin from taking top job back. Not a good day for Ireland, not a good day for Irish politics. We'll see what happens today. But as I say, a bit mad press conferences at 6 in the morning over this. So wait and see. Stay tuned. We'll have all the latest here on News Talk. Inside the papers then, we're looking at boys versus girls when it comes to pay. And the Irish Independent tells us that it starts from an early age, that boys are more confident about asking for more than girls. The gender pay gap may be baked in from childhood. Separately, this phrase, baked in, is creeping in a lot. Don't love it, but the papers are using it. So the gender pay gap may be baked in from childhood because researchers have found that boys ask for bigger bonuses than girls from the age of 6. This is research from New York University, which found that disparities in wages may reflect a divide in the sexes that starts early in life. So they got boys and girls to do a series of mental tasks, and boys had a higher opinion of their abilities and asked for higher bonuses despite performing no better than girls in these tasks. So it starts from a very, very early age, it would seem. Also, the Times of London is looking at the January blues, not for us, but but for our dogs, because apparently it's not only humans who feel the January blues. The short, dark days of winter are also leaving our dogs feeling below par. Most dog owners, 59%, say they've noticed changes in their dog's behaviour since Christmas. Probably because they're looking at you being miserable, then they're miserable. This is a survey by Guide Dogs Charity, and the dogs are showing signs of anxiety and boredom. And they reckon it's a post-holiday slump, that the dogs were high at Christmas and now they're depressed. Disruption to routines may play a part, with 23% of owners saying cold weather has prompted them to cut walks short or skip the walking altogether. And then 94% of dog owners felt that their pets pick up on human emotions. So that's what it is. They're looking at you with a sour face, and then they're depressed as well. We've breaking news this morning. It was embargoed until 6 a.m. It is in the papers. The news in the Irish Mirror is that Samantha Mumba wants to represent Ireland in the Eurovision. She is the fourth Irish hopeful for this year's Eurovision, and apparently she's always dreamed of representing Ireland, and she's now decided it's the right time. So her Eurovision entry is called My Way, not the Frank Sinatra song. This has to be an original. And we have Samantha Mumba, one of six artists who will compete in the Late Late Eurosong Special on the 2nd of February to decide who will fly the flag in Basel in Switzerland. I'm actually quite excited about this because Samantha's a great performer. She's a couple of number one hits as well. Don't forget that song, Gotta Tell You, was number one when she was aged just 17. So there's six in total. Don't know who the others are. But Samantha Mumba, I think, is going to be do very, very well, because the public who watch The Late Late will probably ring in and vote for her. Obviously, she was managed by Louis Walsh, and Louis Walsh is in the papers today for a separate reason, because in the Mail, he's talking about all the stories he made up about Boyzone, just to get them in the papers. And he's confessed leaking several false stories about Boyzone to get them attention. Apparently he did all he could to keep them in the public eye. We have this new documentary out on Boyzone, which reveals the extreme lengths that Louis went to get them in the papers. And he's described as the master puppeteer of the press. He says sometimes the boys would read stories in the papers about themselves that weren't true, and they'd say, who told them that? And he'd say, I did. He made up a story. He used to make up a lot of stories about relationships with girlfriends that weren't non-existent. But then he also apparently told the media once that Boyzone were in a plane crash in Australia and survived it, and he forgot to tell their families that he made it up. So there was no plane crash, but it was a good story. So that's the lengths you have to go to. Separately, we're objectifying women and women's looks in the papers today, because in The Sun, we're looking at the most beautiful models in the world, and it's Kate Moss. Kate Moss is the most beautiful of all supermodels, according to a study based on science used in ancient Greece. Kate Moss scored 94.14% on the golden ratio. That's followed by Cindy Crawford, who came second, and the Brazilian model Giselle came third. And just to objectify women even more, they looked at the girls' eyes, eyebrows, nose, lips, chin, jaw, and facial shapes. These are the models from the mid-80s to the present day, and they found Kate Moss was the closest match to the golden ratio. So you can have a read in The Sun. And final story, if you want to get happy, apparently you should get married, because the secret to a satisfying life is getting married. People who are married and in committed relationships have higher life satisfaction on average than those who are single. And then you know of other married people who are jealous of people who are single. Researchers asked participants if they felt their life was close to ideal, whether they would change almost nothing given their time again, and if they'd experience the most important things in life. And the married people, the committed relationships people, way happier than those who are single. So there we go. That's some food for thought. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.